This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama has announced his nominee for Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, former New York City Health Commissioner Margaret Hamburg. Our friend NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us now to talk about this and other developments of the week. Juan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what do we know about Dr. Hamburg? What might she bring to this job?
Peggy Hamburg's 53, according to her bio, but she's currently the senior scientist at the Nuclear Threat Initiative here in D.C. She'd been an assistant health secretary under President Clinton, and there she was dealing with bioterrorism, the possibility of flu epidemics. And I think possibly she's best known as the former New York City health commissioner. And the most controversial item there on her in her background was the approval of distribution of clean needles to prevent AIDS to people who are using drugs. Very interesting background, daughter of the first black woman to get a Yale medical degree. She herself is a Harvard Medical School graduate, I should say. And what President Obama said in announcing this today was that, you know, there's just too much confusion in terms of food safety, not enough coordination, and he believes the Food and Drug Administration has been underfunded and understaffed. And so he wants greater coordination and said that he worries about his own children who've, you know, eat peanut butter sandwiches several times a week. Yeah. And given all the trouble we've had with everything from spinach to tomatoes to peanuts over the last few years.
Let me ask you about the markets. Of course, we're up this week and investors apparently encouraged. Is the Obama team having success in putting across their plan to sell the economic crisis?
They haven't been having success, Scott. And this week they tried to, I think, change the tone a little bit. Larry Summers gave him, who is the White House economic advisor, gave a major speech yesterday here in Washington.
We should say sell it to Wall Street. Their popularity ratings.
The president's approval ratings remain fairly high, but it's Wall Street that's been the problem. Now, this week, Wall Street had a fairly good week, you know, given the context. But no, Wall Street has not been bought into it, and I think they've had a great deal of concern over Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, and whether or not he truly has a handle on what it will take to get the credit markets open again. And again, this week, the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, took some steps that seem to have helped, especially in the commercial area, loosen it up. And that may have been why we saw some progress on Wall Street.
Let me ask you about Michael Steele again, Republican National Committee chairman. He set off some controversy, referred to abortion in an interview this week as an individual choice. Let me step in a bit. I read that full context. Mr. Steele is an adopted child and a religious man. I understood, I thought, where the phrase came in, that he's opposed to abortion, but he referred to his gratitude that his mother gave birth to him, made a choice to give birth to him. Is this a real controversy or a political one?
It's political, but it's real because we're talking politics. And so when you're talking about people like Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council or even Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, people who are strongly opposed to abortion rights in this country, when they hear someone say abortion is a matter of choice, they don't react in terms of the context that you just delivered and offered to Scott. They react in terms of that's an anathema, that's exactly a violation, not only of their perception of what human life is worth, but a violation of the Republican platform. And so Michael Steele, who's had some run-ins now with everybody from Rush Limbaugh to his fellow Republicans, you know, threatening some of the senators who didn't vote the way he liked, it just didn't look good for him. He's making a comeback. He's trying to get the money in place, but he's having trouble, in some cases, raising enough money. So we'll see how this goes.
And in the end, the bottom line would help determine whether he stays or goes.
I think he's in, you know, some people say that he's in trouble, but I would have a hard time imagining how they're going to get rid of the first African-American.
Thanks very much, Juan Williams.
You're welcome.